because the only thing we are begging is that direction, because we know we have everything except direction, because we are turning around ourselves like the animals. For animals it's good because they don't know the beyond. For us, that's bad. That's self-limitation. When we say, look at it, when you look in the Quranic verses, you will see the most important thing over there is begging for the direct link, direct way. Looking for path. That's the only one.
It beseems a generous man thus to give money. Verily, the generosity of the lover is the surrender of his soul.
That when a guy is giving out money, you will say he is generous. Okay? A lover's generosity is to give life. Lovers should give everything. The most important thing, that John, yes?
If you give bread for God's sake, you will be given bread. If you give your life for God's sake, you will be given life. If the leaves of this plane tree drop off, the Creator will bestow on it the provision of leaflessness.
This is that part that I doubt it could make sense. It's again beyond the senses. If a tree will lose all the leaves. All the leaves are gone. Now God wants to give something to this tree. What should it give? Logically, you think that God should give the tree back the leaves, right? How? There is a semantic game here, because leaf in Persian language means belonging and having as well. All your belonging and your wealth is your bag. It's a leaf. Because to them, whatever you have, it's a leaf. Maybe they were offering these leaf ant carriers. See, a piece of leaf the ant is taking. You say, that's only a leaf. Here he plays with the word and we say, because we could do something about this in Persian language. And that's bargi bi bargi. Means the wealth of without wealth. Of not having, in a way. Having of not having. And this is one special word that it's very touchy, and you will find it a lot in Persian literature. Because they coined, in a way, this thing. Bargi bi bargi. Because it sounds very beautiful, means, and at the same time, means something. Because you could imagine this maple tree in the winter time. What is maple tree? When it is leafless, it's beautiful. Even in leaflessness, it's very beautiful, that tree. And I say, okay, look at that beauty. This tree with leaf has one beauty. Without the leaf, God gave it another kind of beauty, which is beauty of being leafless. This could happen to you when you give up this having, this belonging, this wealth, this illusion of having. Because you think you have yourself, you have your soul, you have your bread, everything is yours. Right? So if you could give this up, there is that opposite one, unspeakable one, reversed one, upside down one, whatever, yang of the yin. Something like that. Yeah.
If, because of your liberality, no wealth remains in your hand, how should the bounty of God let you be downtrodden? when anyone sows, his barn becomes empty, but there is goodliness in his cornfield.
It's like the simple agriculture. In agriculture, the first thing you do is the most stupid thing to do in animal kingdom, is to go and dig the earth and put your food in the dirt and come home. That's what you do, you say. Yes, your reserve will empty. But there is more over there in the hope of agriculture, and you know it. You know that it will come out and it will be plenty and things like that. So it looks like you're doing something silly, but you are planting something. The fruit will be here later. That's how it works. Yes?
And if he keeps it in the barn and saves it up, weevils and mice and calamities devour it. This world is negation. Seek in affirmation. Your form is void. Seek in your essence. Bring the briny, bitter soul to the sword. By the soul that is like a great, sweet river. And if you cannot become of this threshold, at least hear from me the following tale.
Typical Rumi. Typical Sufi. We'll tell you that, okay, this is the path, huh? If you are the Scrooge and you don't want to give up a fistful of grain, I'm sorry, but if you give this up, then there is plentiness. Give up this self and you will gain so and so and so. And if you cannot, let me tell you another story. The final story, the last story. Because he knows that it doesn't work this way, that I tell you do this and you do it. I'm just explaining it. That if this happens to you, if you're ready for this, it could happen to you. You will give up something, you will gain a better one. That's all we say. And if you do not, we'll tell you the story. The story we'll hear, inshallah, next month. Pas Umar goftash ke in zari to, pas ham asar o hoshyari to. راه فانی گشته راهی دیگر است، زن که خوشیاری گناهی دیگر است. از خوشیاری زیاد معاملا، ماضی و مستقبلت پرده خدا. آتشم در زن به هر دو تا به کی پر گره باشی از این هر دو چون نی. تا گره با نی بود هم راز نیست، هم نشین هم لب آواز نیست. چون به توف خود به توفی مرتدی، چون به خانه آمدی هم با خودی. ای خبرهات از خبرده بی خبر، توبه تو از گناه تو بتر. ای تو از حال گذشته توبه جور، که کنی توبه از این توبه دیگه بود. گاه بانگ زیر را قبله کنی، گاه گری زار را قبله کنی. چون که فاروق آینه اسرار شد، جان پیر از اندرون دیدار شد. همچون جان بی گریه و بی خنده شد، جانش رفت و جان دیگر زنده شد. حیرتی آمد درونش اون زمان، که برون شد از زمین و آسمان. جستجویی از ورای جستجو، من نمیدانم تو میدانی بگو. حال و حالی از ورای حال و حال، غرق گشته در جمال ذوالجلال. غرق این نه که خلاصی باشدش، یا به جز دریا کسی بشناسدش. عقل جز از کل گویا نیستی، گر تقاضا بر تقاضا نیستی. چون تقاضا بر تقاضا میرسد، موجان دریا به اینجا میرسد. چون که قصه حال پیر اینجا رسید، پیر و حالش روی در پرده کشید. پیر دامن راز گفتگو فشان، نیم گفته در دهان ما بمان. از پی این عیش و عشرت ساختن، صد هزاران جان بشاید باختن. در شکار بیشه جان باز باش، همچو خورشید جهان جان باز باش. جان فشان افتاد خورشید بلند، هر دمی تی می شود پر می کنند،